Now, WBTM's Health Beat with Katherine Davis.
When Jay Feinberg was searching for a bone marrow donor as a treatment for his leukemia in the early 90s, there were very few donor registries to choose from. So in 1991, he opened the Gift of Life Marrow Registry, where people could be tested and called when someone who needed their marrow was found. Today, his organization has become the nation's first registry to open its own stem cell collection center, because research has shown that stem cells from a healthy person's blood are just as reliable for treatment and much easier on the donor and the patient.
There's always risk whenever there's a medical procedure. With stem cell donation, there's extraordinarily minimal risk because there's no surgery, there's no cutting or stitching, there's no anesthesia. The donor is in an outpatient setting where they're sitting in a recliner chair watching a movie while we're processing the blood from one arm to the other arm. And then when it's over, they go home.
To learn more about becoming a stem cell or marrow donor, visit giftoflife.org. To replay this or other Health Beat programs, go to WBTMDanville.com and click on Behind the Mic. For WBTM's Health Beat, I'm Katherine Davis.